Hello, Morgan here for Monitor. This week in London, there was a definite distraction in the House of Commons. The distraction was Jane Mansfield, sitting in the visitors' gallery. More on that coming up after Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Casino Royale.
Dealer's big bonus sale.
Excuse me, Edie, but are you ready for your high note at the end of the commercial?
Oh, you, I've made it the last 412 times, haven't I?
Yes, but...
Just explain the bonus sale, would you?
Okay. Plymouth's having a great sales year, so they're offering savings on bonus special Plymouth Furies. You get a textured vinyl roof, sport wheel covers, white sidewalls, special trim and light package, all at reduced prices, now during the big Plymouth bonus sale. Be sure to... Uh-oh, here she goes.
Plymouth is out to win you over this year. Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
Try a big, luxurious Fury today during your Plymouth dealer's bonus sale. He's offering specially equipped Plymouths at specially reduced prices. Shop now and save. Now a Monitor News feature. Joseph C. Harsh, NBC News Washington, reports on the developments among nations leading to a disarmament treaty.
There is nothing the State Department has worked harder for over recent years than a treaty which would stop the spread of nuclear weapons. And so far, there's been no more frustrating search. In the beginning, of course, there was only one nuclear nation, the United States. Then there was Russia, and then Britain. That was when Washington started trying to close the club to new members. But France decided it had to keep up with the British, then China came in. Whether to keep up with us or the Russians, we can only guess. At that point, Washington became desperate. Unless a treaty could be drafted which most other countries would sign, the prospects were for every country with a modern industrial structure to get nuclear weapons. India and Japan are deeply worried by the Chinese bomb. Israel and Egypt have been eyeing each other with nuclear thoughts. Sweden and Switzerland could have bombs any time if they wanted to. The key to any useful treaty lies in an agreement between Moscow and Washington. Last winter, it seemed that such agreement was in sight, but suddenly the cause ran into massive trouble among our own allies. The West Germans and the Italians both began to doubt that they should accept permanent nuclear inferiority. Both wondered whether by renouncing weapons they might be accepting a back seat in the industrial use of nuclear energy. In February of this year, the disarmament talks in Geneva were broken off while the United States took time out to try and bring its own Western allies back into line. Last week, the NATO Council in Paris finally agreed to authorize the United States to try to work out with the Russians a draft of a treaty which could be laid before the 18-nation disarmament conference in Geneva on May 9. This is a long way yet from getting our Western allies to agree to such a treaty. All they've really said is that they will be willing to look at a draft if we can get one out of the Russians. But the project is at least back on the rails again. There's still a chance for a treaty before everyone has a bomb. Joseph C. Harsh, NBC News, Washington.
A reminder that you'll stay well informed on the important issues in the news by keeping your dial set for Monitor over the weekend. In case you missed the headline news of the past 24 hours, President Johnson left for Germany, where he'll attend the funeral of ex-Chancellor Konrad Adenauer. The Soviet Union launched a manned spacecraft, its first in 2 years. And for the present, digging on the moon by Surveyor 3 has been curtailed. It just got too hot up there. Before we have Monitor music, this small scene at the breakfast table.
Gee, that looks good. It looks just like tomato juice.
But it's a blend of juices good for you and me, V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
But it's 8 ways tasty. Discover it and see. Lively juices, vegetable juices, yours for good health in V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Well, just take one taste of V8.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great.
V8 cocktail vegetable juice from Campbell's.
Monitor music next, Vera Lynn.
Take me in your arms and hold me tight. Tell me that your love is mine tonight. Say that everything will turn out right. Hurts to say goodbye. Let me know the thrill of your embrace. Memories that time cannot erase. While I kiss the teardrops from your face, it hurts to say goodbye.
Be here. Goodbye, Vera. Goodbye. Everybody else, stay where you are, here on the monitor beacon.
H. Morgan at 19 minutes past the hour, and it's time for Sweet Misery, and Jimmy Dean provides it.
For me, oh, what a lonely, I think about someone I call Sweet Misery.
In one moment, the greatest talks about basketball. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong.
Today's special concert of the Winn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Thank you. On behalf of Winn's famous friction proofing, Winn's engine tune-up, Winn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Winn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no!
Bob Cousy, once the star of the Boston Celtics and now Boston College basketball coach, has received several offers to rejoin the pros as a coach, but so far has shown no inclination to do so. This past season, his Boston College team was ranked in the top 10. And advanced well along in the NCAA tournament before being eliminated by North Carolina. For this showing, Cousy was named New England Basketball Coach of the Year. A report from Monitor's Bob Gamir.
Bob, first of all, were you satisfied with the performance of your Boston College team this year? I guess you had to be with their record.
Oh, yeah, we're very pleased, Bob. I think the kids certainly played up to their capabilities. We weren't happy to have been eliminated, of course, in the quarterfinals or the semifinals, but... On the other hand, I think the boys got a little tired. I don't think any of the four teams really in the finals at Maryland played up to their potential. But there's no question that we did not play anywhere near as well as we were capable of. On the other hand, I don't think any of the other three teams did either.
Bob, they changed the dunk rule this year. What are your feelings on that rule change?
Well, I think it's asinine. I don't see any reason for changing it. I don't see where it's going to affect... The big men that much. I think it's going to be really kind of a disadvantage for the small men who can jump and get up there. I know we teach all our kids, as every other coach does, to go strong for the basket, to try to get up there close enough where he can ram that thing through if he has the ability to jump that high. And you can't make an instantaneous decision, depending on your size, once you're going strong as to whether you're going to dunk or whether you're going to play the backboard or whatever the case happens to be. And I think this is going to affect kids mentally, adversely, frankly. So I'm not in favor of it. And the big men, I don't see what... The big men are still going to be above the basket. What are they going to do? They're going to turn the palm up instead of down. Either way, they're still going to drop the ball through the hole. So,
Bob, what do you think of the new pro basketball league? Do you think there's room for another league, number one, and do you think it'll succeed, number two?
Well, I think if they have the ability to hang in there for 4 or 5 years financially, that it definitely will succeed. The fans are there, regardless of what city you want to go into. But when you're breaking into any market with any product, it takes a little money. And as I say, the ability to hang in there just the same way as the American Football League did. If they can come up with a good lucrative TV contract, and as I say, if their backing is solid in these cities, they're definitely going to make it. The players are there. Fine, they're not right now of the caliber of the NBA. But the people don't know this. You see, if you go to see a basketball game, as long as it's close and the competition is good, you don't really care whether they're every bit as good as perhaps the NBA. And in a few years, they will be if they can compete for the players that are coming out. And I think this is going to open up a great many opportunities for a lot of kids that should be able to make it.
Personally, you wouldn't have any aspirations as far as the American Basketball League would be concerned, as far as ownership, coaching, or playing?
No, I'm perfectly happy, Bob. I'm... Uh, I certainly would never leave to coach anywhere else. I might have an interest in a general managership or something where I would participate in a franchise if it were close enough and convenient enough. And I'm just getting too old and grouchy to move myself or my family for certainly any financial reason. But
well, Bob, once again, congratulations on being named Coach of the Year here in New England. And we wouldn't be a bit surprised in a few years you may make a Coach of the Year in the nation. Perhaps it'll be after Alcinda leaves, but it may be coming. Good luck, Bob.
Thank you.
This is Bob Gamier for Monitor Sports.
For the most colorful and comprehensive coverage of the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Hello, this one, that one, and you nice other ones. My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy serving you a message from the bell system. If you don't plan a trip or two, don't listen to my eloquent words. Listen only to my enunciation. This summer, on vacation or nice weekends, you probably will stay in a hotel, motel, or resort. If so, you have a pleasure in store. In many of these rooms, you will see a little card sitting quietly and pleasantly next to the room phone. Don't let it startle you. It's only a picture of me with my Jose the Bellboy tips to travelers. Tip number one is always call ahead for reservations. Even if you arrive late, there will be your room waiting. Tip number two can ease your worried minds and heads. Either once. Call home to keep in touch and to share your pleasure. Tip number three is the best one. It will make possible next year's travel fun. Call the office and let the boss know you miss him.
Summer Wind, the music of Andre Castellanets on Monitor, your weekend companion coast to coast all year round on NBC. Serving southern Idaho and northern Nevada, station KTFI, Twin Falls, Idaho. Brief pause follows, followed by more Monitor and HM.
Conrad Adenauer, His Life and Times, a new special, Tuesday night on the NBC Radio Network. Monitor with springtime entertainment for the weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Well, what's great about gas? The things that's great about gas is the things that you don't even think about because you have gas.
Which home heating system do builders prefer? Listen to Ralph Small, builder of Gateway Village here in Commack, Long Island.
You don't have a gas. First of all, you don't have a bulky storage tank in the basement. The thing that you gotta hide if you ever want to finish your basement. You got no delivery problems. You know that if you got a blizzard outside the window, you wake up in the morning, the gas is still coming into your house. It's noiseless. That's another thing. We've been sitting in the house here and you can't even hear the burner running. If we had oil heat in here, you would have heard the house rumbling on and off every time the thing started up. And of course, just about everybody knows that your paint job is going to last longer with gas heat because you got a much cleaner flame, you don't have the soot, you don't have the heavy smoke you get from an oil burner.
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
Gas, you got a very simple burner, it's automatic, and I don't remember really ever having a service problem on a gas burner.
54 degrees and sunny in Big Town. WNBC, New York, the big voice of Big Town, USA.
And I do whatever you try to do. It's something that can be done by two. For I'd really like to stay. day to day. And whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying, it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that has to be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say.
Welcoming the most on-the-move audience to the most on-the-go show, Monitor 67. In 1 minute, we'll join Victor Mohn on the south side of Chicago.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick? A brand new Buick? Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick?
Drive a Buick bargain now. Your Buick dealer's taken the sting out of bargaining with his great new Buick Skylark Sport Coupes. They're bargain equipped with those most wanted extras like white sidewalls, deluxe wheel covers, and remote control outside mirror, custom trim moldings, vinyl interior trim with a front seat center armrest, and custom vinyl top covering. All at bargain savings during Buick Bargain Days. And he's matching it with other specially equipped Buicks. The Sabre four doors, hardtop and sedan. And his Buick Special Deluxe four-door sedan. It's Buick Bargain Days at your Buick dealers. So drive a bargain today. Buick.
Vic Damone's latest. Next, monitor outdoors with Kurt Gowdy. Brought to you by Kiekhaefer, makers of Mercury outboard motors, and by Zebco Products, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Should youngsters own guns? If so, what age should you give a boy or girl a gun? Are BB guns dangerous? These are some of the things we're going to find out from our guest today, Bill Cleed, the outdoor editor of the Hartford Times. But first, this message.
No outboard owner likes to pay for a new set of spark plugs and an engine tune-up every few months. That's the idea behind Mercury's new Thunderbolt outboard ignition system. Thunderbolt's a new kind of ignition. Solid state, electronic. It hasn't got any breaker points to wear out or need resetting. Because it delivers such a high voltage spark, spark plugs actually last seasons. And Thunderbolt does away with pre-ignition, even if you use leaded gasoline. Mercury was first to come out with this kind of an ignition system. It's available on four new Mercs, 50, 65, 95, and 110 horsepower. If you don't like paying for spark plugs or tune-ups, Thunderbolt Ignition is for you. See your Mercury outboard dealer. He's got all nine quiet new Mercuries for 1967. 3.9 to 110 horsepower. Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
Bill Cleed, in many families in this country, there's an argument between dad and mom about giving a boy a gun. Mom says a boy shouldn't have a gun. Dad says he should. What do you think about it?
I think a boy should very definitely own a gun, Kurt, but there's something else that goes along with it, a responsibility.
Well, how do you teach a responsibility to a youth about a gun?
I raised three boys, Kurt, and as soon as they were old enough to hold a rifle, they went out to the range with me and fired this rifle, fired it at a target that would show the power potential of this gun. They learned to respect it.
Well, even a BB gun, a lot of the youngsters shoot BB guns in this country. They should have a respect for a BB gun, too, shouldn't they?
Very definitely. A BB is a flying object that could strike a tender spot of your body. It isn't as dangerous as it is. I shouldn't use the word dangerous. It isn't as powerful as a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be used to teach these attitudes.
Now, when you start a boy or girl off with a gun, what kind of a gun would you start them off with?
The best gun, for my money, for a youngster is a single-shot .22 rifle. Most of the manufacturers make them. They're inexpensive. And when the boy or girl starts hunting, he discovers he's got one shot, and he makes that shot count, and he becomes a better hunter because of it.
What about shotguns for boys and girls?
Normally, a 12-gauge shotgun might be heavy for a youngster. He could start with a .22 rifle earlier and learn the attitudes that he needs, and as he gets larger, grow into a shotgun.
You think gun handling should be taught in schools?
Very definitely, Kurt. I've seen an estimate that a great majority of American families own firearms. The guns are here. If kids don't learn to respect them, they may be left to get into trouble on their own.
And we've been in... Visiting here with Bill Cleed, the outdoor editor of the Hartford Times. Thank you, Bill, for these tips on youngsters and guns and getting them started in the shooting field.
Well, thank you, Kurt.
And this is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
How would you like to win a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup? How about $2,500 cash to boot? This combination is the grand prize in Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes. You could win it or one of 2,500 other great prizes. All you do is visit your Zepco dealer and fill out an entry blank, no obligation. So look up the dealer who has Zepco fishing tackle and Redhead sporting equipment and enter the Zepco $25,000 sports stakes, void where prohibited by law. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy will be heard again later today right here on the Monitor Beacon.
You're buying it and paying the premium price.
when you need the oil. You use the oil in the wintertime, and this is when you pay the highest price.
Which home heating system do builders prefer? Listen to Joseph Fierro, builder of Lakeside Homes here in Lake Ronkonkoma, Long Island.
Once the people really understand and see the facts, and by their own experience, now this takes time. You don't do this overnight. I think they're going to have...
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
So much, and then they're going to be losing battle.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Minutes before the monitor hour, Margaret Whiting, Only Love Can Break a Heart. It's new. Next on Monitor, Business News with Chet Huntley, brought to you by Air Express. For next day delivery to cities all over the country, remember, there's only one Air Express. Here's Chet Huntley.
Several weeks ago, James Reynolds, Undersecretary of Labor, a man not known for prophetic outbursts, declared that the month of April would confront the United States with a crucial test of free collective bargaining as an institution in our society. It should be noted that Mr. Reynolds did not say that there might be some big industrial strikes, or that there might be costly strikes, or that there was going to be a wave of unrest in industrial management relations. Rather, he said, April could well test the whole institution of collective bargaining. More on this in a moment, following this message from Air Express.
If you want to ship an elephant-sized item, something more than 50 pounds, should you consider anything but a truck or a boat? Sure. Raise your sights to Air Express, a division of REA Express. No one can match Air Express for service. For instance, suppose you have to ship to an off-airline point, like Tougaloo, Mississippi, by tomorrow. Only Air Express can assure you of next-day delivery anywhere in the country with door-to-door pickup and delivery at no extra charge. And here's something else. Besides being the fastest, Air Express has just reduced its rates on heavier shipments for distances of more than 750 miles. For fastest nationwide service at new lower rates. Remember, there's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
It would appear that the Undersecretary of Labor may have been slightly in error in respect to dates, but he has yet proved to be wrong in respect to the substance of his remarks. Big industrial strikes are now part of the national business. They are public issues. The results extend far beyond the employees on the one hand and the company on the other. In some industries, a strike genuinely affects the welfare, health, economic well-being, or certainly the convenience of the general public. That member of the public, therefore, that ill-identified consumer, that fellow writing his congressman, that fellow who probably votes, is presently inclined to look upon a major industrial dispute as another jungle fight. There is little or no public exposition or debate of the contending arguments in an industrial dispute. Both sides, so it seems, walk out of the clearing of reason and into the jungle and have it out. The stronger comes out the winner. In too many instances, big labor has appeared to employ the garrote on the corporations, but the corporations have such inviting necks developed out of unprecedented profit. That third man out there is getting tired of this kind of free collective bargaining. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Time, money, distribution, all key factors in most businesses, each one interdependent on the other. Air Express can help you with all three. Air Express is the fastest method of shipping in the country, and yet it's often least expensive, especially in the 5 to 50 pound range. Check and see. There's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Moving back to the showbiz side of Monitor, we find Jimmy Rogers, who sings, "I'll Say Goodbye."
Now that the summer's come and gone, I'll say goodbye. Now that the winter's coming on, I'll say goodbye. I'm not the first man or the last who had a thirst to leave the past. So while the autumn rain is falling, I'll say goodbye. For every star that falls to earth, a new one grows. For every dream that fades away, a new one grows. When things are not what they would seem, you must keep following the dream. So while my heart is still believing, I'll say goodbye. Bird, he will not sing. I can't be caged in by a ring. So as the winter says hello, I'll say goodbye. I never ever did like snow. I'll say goodbye. I'm just a man and nothing more. In the face of love, I close the door. 'Cause another rose calling, I'll say goodbye.
Mr. Quinn?
Who should I be? And what's it to you?
I'm doing a survey of Cub Cadet owners. You have a 12-horsepower cadet tractor with hydrostatic transmission. Is that right?
And if I do?
You know, we say it's not a toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
If you say so.
And how it zips through all your chores? Mowing, towing, clearing snow, garden work. Leaves you all that extra free time for yourself?
So if it does?
Well, what do you do with that extra time, Mr. Quinn? It leaves you more hours for your hobbies?
And why should you ask?
Just a survey, Mr. Quinn. Forget it. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all, young man. Just glad I could be of help.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for operator 25. Ralph Carmichael and Via Veneto, Andre Morgan and Monitor.
President Johnson and other heads of state pay final tribute to Conrad Adenauer Tuesday throughout the day on the NBC Radio Network. Now the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. The temperature, 54 degrees. Tonight will be fair and cool, the lowest temperatures in the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be cloudy and mild, with a chance of rain developing late in the day.
It's always good business weather when you let Carrier air condition your store, office, or factory. There's a quiet, efficient, dependable Carrier unit to fit your exact needs.
Call right now, call your Carrier dealer, dial his phone, make it ring, get the best in king-size cooling comfort, Carrier air conditioning.
Can't wait until the heat puts the heat on every air conditioner dealer in town. Right now, you can get the best air conditioning system for your store, office, or factory at the best possible price from your Carrier air conditioning dealer. Call Perfect Air Company, Incorporated, VI-63535 for free survey and estimate. That's Perfect Air Company, Incorporated, VI-63535.
Want to know the score? Bill Mazur will tell you right off the bat, weeknights at 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.